A program transcribed earlier from our Eastern Network.
From the Grand Ballroom of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, Mutual brings you the second annual presentation of the Antoinette Perry Awards of the American Theatre Wing. Assembled here tonight, one can find all of the greats of the entertainment industry. The Tony Awards are a memorial to the American Theatre Wing's wartime chairman, Antoinette Perry, and mark the theater's recognition of its own. Making the presentations will be Mr. Brock Pemberton, Jim Sauter, and Bert Lytell. I will now turn the microphone over to Bert Lytell, who, through most of the war, served as master of ceremonies on the Wing's famous broadcast, Stage Door Canteen. Mr. Lytell.
The recipients of the awards were chosen by secret ballot by the directors of the Wing for the year ending March 1st. They are not labeled best by the Wing. It is sufficient that they have made a distinguished contribution in their particular fields to the theater. However, many of tonight's winners will be found on subsequent lists as the best. And now, Brock Pemberton gave me that speech, and I think it's a bit ambiguous. That sounds almost like a racing form. That number one horse looks a cinch, but number two may get away from the barrier, and if it's a wet field, number three will be all right. I say they're the best. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. The list has endeavored to include the activities outside the New York stage, because after all, the theater is a national institution. It was my privilege during the war to serve as the president of the United Theatrical War Activities Committee. We policed and serviced all the great war drives as the Victory Committee did on the coast, and my executive secretary, who did the man-sized part of the job, did more to get individual acts, more for all the drives than any individual in this town. And I introduce him now, your executive for this evening, chairman of the Entertainment Committee, James E. Sauter. Jimmy?
Thank you, Bert. I think we ought to, before we go on with our awards, tell our radio audience, our big audience here and our television audience, that in two other cities tonight, Wing members, veterans of our other Stage Door canteens, are holding reunions and listening in to us. The executives of the Cleveland canteen are assembled at dinner in the Carter Hotel. And in Washington, 200 ex-canteeners are dining in the new banquet room of the Shoreham. The Wing extends to them and to all the other workers of all the other canteens from coast to coast its greetings with a pat on the back for their splendid work in making the GIs happy. And now it's with great pleasure that I introduce to our audience our own Brock Pemberton, chairman of the awards committee, who will now present the awards. Mr. Pemberton.
There were so many fine candidates that we had an awful time picking them. We have a great bunch of them here, so we got to work very quickly. I will divide them into categories. First, there will be three stars in New York. The first is Judith Anderson for a performance in Medea. Judith Anderson.
The words of my author, Mr. Robinson Jeffers, if I could find the right words, if some God would lend me a touch of eloquence, I'd show you my heart. You would then know how proud, how happy, and how very grateful I am to receive this award at Miss Antoinette Perry's. Thank you very, very much.
Catherine Cornell, for her production of and performance in Antony and Cleopatra. Miss Cornell is on the road, and in her absence, her husband, Guthrie McClintock, who also directed the play beautifully, will receive the award. Miss McClintock.
I can only say, on behalf of Miss Cornell, who cannot be here tonight, thank you. It's a great honor.
Jessica Tandy for her performance in Streetcar Named Desire.
Mr. Pemberton, ladies and gentlemen, I'm tremendously flattered
by this honor. I'm proud and quite speechless. Thank you very much.
Now we come to the three male stars playing in New York. Paul Kelly for his performance in Command Decision.
Thank you very, very much. I feel quite honored, very happy, very proud. I had a chance to do this part. That's about all I can say. Thank you very much.
And for his performance in the heiress, Basil Rathbone.
I'm very proud and happy to be with you tonight in remembering Antoinette Perry. I happen to believe that she may be thinking of us. Thank you.
And now, to introduce the next award winner, I'm going to call on a young man who was very closely associated with him. He's a great and dear pal of his. They started more or less in the theater together. Their careers have paralleled. Jimmy Stewart. He is not the winner. He's never going to give it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to do this because this is a very pleasant chore for me. The fact that this fellow is going to be awarded an award for good acting is absolutely no surprise to me. This fellow has sort of approached this acting business with a great integrity and honesty. And the fact that he's done it in such a way that it's been a very inspiring thing to watch him. All the time I've known him. All very proud of you, Hank. Come on. Mr. Robert.
The name is Fonda, Henry Fonda.
You're cute. Well, you're looking at a very grateful and a very lucky guy.
Grace and Paul Hartman for their performances in Angel in the Wind.
You say it first, and then I'll say it.
First chance.
Just
I've
hurry
ever
up, because they're waiting. Hurry. Well, say it. Well, shall I say it?
No, I'll say it.
Well, hurry up.
As long as you've mentioned Angel in the Wings, I'll mention Harvey. If you mention Angel in the Wings again.
He should say that we're both very, very happy and very grateful to be getting this.
She memorized that.
No, I didn't.
An award to Vera Allen, who succeeded Miss Perry as chairman of the Wings Board, and at the risk of health and her profession, she had to give up a great deal of her work carried on until recently when she resigned. Vera Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Pemberton. You know that I was really just the captain of a magnificent team, and this award is a tribute to every single member of it. To all of the wonderful staff at the Wing, and to the hundreds of volunteers that have kept the Wing a living, year-round memorial to Antoinette Perry.
Now we have awards to a traveling star and a traveling actress star. I mean, actors the other way around. Actress and actor. For carrying the gospel of the Living Theater to the far reaches of the country while their respective plays, Annie Get Your Gun and Harvey, are still being acted in New York by Ethel Merman and Frank Fay, both of whom began before there were Perry Awards. Wright's Marion Martin, Gee Whiz, imagine getting an award for doing what I want to do. I'm not sure that anyone deserves an award for bringing theater to audiences outside of New York, not after what the audiences give in return. Golly, Brock, it is just exciting, wonderful, stimulating, and good playing fun. To see and hear the warmth of these theater-hungry audiences is a dream come true. I love this particular award because it bears the name of Antoinette Perry. I admired her and her work, and each time I saw her, I adored her spirit. Wires Joey Brown, this means I am getting an award for doing the job I want to do, helping keep the road alive. I am doubly honored because it is made in the name of Antoinette Perry, one of the greats of the American theater. And since Miss Martin is in Hershey, Pennsylvania tonight, and Mr. Brown is in Wichita, Kansas, the team of Oscar Hammerstein II and Richard Rogers, who have the great good luck to produce Annie Get Your Gun, and maybe Take a Little Brains, too, will receive the award from them, for them, for Miss Martin. Mr. Hammerstein and Mr. Rogers.
Ladies
and
gentlemen, we don't
look
very
much
like
Mary
Martin.
But
we,
on her
behalf, are
very
pleased
and
delighted
and
honored
to
accept
this
gracious
honor
on
her. We said it. We have. And for Mr. Brown, the author of a play called Harvey, will accept the award. Mary Chase.
Thank you. Joe's in Wichita, as you heard, and couldn't be here, but he asked me to tell you how much he appreciated receiving anything bearing the name of Antoinette Perry.
Two authors wrote the play that won the award, Thomas Hagen and Joshua Logan. Mr. Roberts. Mr. Hagen is ill, and Mr. Logan is in Italy, which is quite as bad. And in their behalf, the fortunate producer of the play, Leland Hayward, will accept their awards. And in addition to the award as co-author of the play, Joshua Logan was cited for the direction of Mr. Roberts, so he gets a double award.
I don't know if there's any lesson to be learned from the fact that Mr. Logan is in Italy for 3 months resting and Mr. Hagen is in the hospital. And I produce the play and feel fine. But anyway, I'm very happy to be here and very honored. Thank you very much.
From the grand ballroom of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, Mutual has presented the second annual Tony Awards to the entertainment industry. This great audience here tonight has witnessed the second reunion of the theater's great wartime service, the American Theater Wing. The presentation awards were made tonight by Brock Pemberton, Jim Sauter, and Bert Lytell. Among those great names in the theater receiving awards were Judith Anderson, Catherine Cornell, Paul Kelly, Basil Rathbone, and Henry Fonda. Also Rodgers and Hammerstein, famous composers. The program was produced by Paul Jonas. Your announcer is Jack Irish. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.